Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. In this video, I'm going to be discussing a bunch of concepts, and I'm going to explain to you what works for whites historically, what works for us, what works best for us, and what you need to change in your thinking, because your mind has been infected by Jewish poison. You have got junk ideas in your head that are stopping us from winning. So we're going to be talking about practical things. But right at the outset, I want to make something clear about whites as a people. In the video that I did about Professor Quigley and the evolution of civilization, I did not stress enough an interesting thing that Professor Quigley raised. He spoke about whether humans are individuals, or whether we are groups, or whether we are some mixture between individuals and groups. One of the things he pointed out was that Adolf Hitler — now remember, Quigley is a liberal, he's even a Jew-loving Christian liberal, but he is true in his attempts to write proper history, which he is lecturing. So Quigley pointed out that Hitler saw humans as a group, basically as a biological entity, whereas he said other people were saying we are individuals, or we are a mixture between groups and individuals. But Hitler saw us as a group, as a biological entity, actually. Now, if you go and you look at various garbage and our enemies, among them the rising piece of crap known as Jordan Peterson, beware of the new garbage named Jordan Peterson, the Canadian Messiah. He's busy misleading people, and there is a lot about him that people don't know. You will find that whether it's Jordan Peterson or these Marxist groups that came and infected the Western world, that came from Germany and infected America, these Jewish Marxist groups, you will find that all of these groups stress individuality. They stress that whites are individuals and whites must make choices. They keep whites away from the very natural biological instinct of sticking together as a group. They work very hard to destroy any concept of group. If you look at whites, wherever whites come under attack, you will actually notice that whenever whites try to stick together, that immediately you will start hearing screeching and shouting of racism. Whenever whites try to defend as a group and stick together as a group, you will hear these crying, screeching, howling of racism. Racism is simply a propaganda term and a form of weaponized words that is intended to drive white people away from their natural, innate, biological response to defend themselves as a group. When you realize that as an individual that you are going to be overwhelmed by an enemy, your biological response is that you need to join a group and that you will be able to survive as a group. This is natural. All animals do it. It's done all across nature, all across human history and human civilization. But you will find that the only people that are not allowed to do it are whites. And that should be a warning to you that when they are coming at you with all this individualism, they are trying to divide and conquer. That's really what it is. So when you hear all this screeching and a howling and a crying and a gnashing of teeth about racism, that's just the enemy trying to stop you from doing what will save you and all of us. So ignore that and know that anyone who comes at you with that, that is an enemy. Jordan Peterson is a big enemy that is being created right now. But he's not alone. And all the other filth out there, they do exactly the same thing. So what are white people? White people are a biological entity. We are an entity that is biologically linked together. This is not a choice. This is simply the way that nature is. We are a biological entity. You are the end result of what your mother and father did, and they are the end results of what their mother and father did. We are a biological entity created by biological means. We are an animal in the same way that all other animals are. They are the result of biological actions. So there is actually no issue about who are we? Are we white? Are we this? Are we that? We are family and we are bonded and built through biological means. End of story. We are a particular line of animal that has been created, and it's a very successful animal group, and it's known as the European people. It is not something that's up for debate. You are what you were born to be, and you are a member of that group. So you can't come and say, oh, I'm a Christian, or I'm a atheist, or I'm a liberal, and therefore I'm not part of this group. You are born into that group, and that's the group you are a part of. If you work against that group, then you're a traitor to the group. And the punishment for treason is always execution. That is the punishment for treason. That is what it has always been. If you are disloyal to your group, and your group determines that you've been disloyal, your group can decide to remove you from the earth for good. That is how the group has always worked. And that is how the group always will work. We might be 9% of the world's population, but we are still more than 600 million high-quality people born of European descent. Nobody has created more countries, more science, or engaged in more achievement than we have. And we are now concerned about genocide. We are concerned about our survival. Now let me explain something to you. If you go and you study psychology, or you look into people who dug into history, you will see that people bond as groups. We as a race, as a particular species, we have bonded as groups in the past on a tribal basis. We used to be tribes. We used to be tribes of Germans. We used to be tribes of Celts. We used to be tribes of Vikings. And then later we became a higher form of tribe, which is known as a nation state. So we've created nations, whether that nation was Canadians or Americans or Boers or French. We moved into that level of grouping. But in reality, those are more artificial groupings. In reality, we're a species, and we've never gathered together as a species, but we can. And that is the highest form of organization and grouping that we can do. Our enemies know this, and our enemies are constantly trying to stop this because If we do group like this, they will lose total control of us. Take a look at reality. Look at this jellyfish that you see on the screen. That jellyfish is an animal, but it's an animal that also has a personality and a biology of its own. In terms of white people, whites also have a group personality. And because we are born from the same physical, biological DNA, it doesn't matter where whites are, we have got many similar characteristics. And this is because we are physically related to each other through physical, biological means. And those physical, biological things determine many things, including your intelligence, your IQ, how you look, and all sorts of things about you. It determines as much about your physical body as it does about your brain. The way that you think and your internal mechanisms of how you think are also determined to a tremendous extent by the same biology. Therefore, it does not matter whether you can or can't communicate with other whites, but be aware that the way that you think and you feel, you might want to think that, oh, you are very unique and very special. The reality is you're not as unique and not as special as you think. You are part of a biological entity, and there are vast numbers of other white people who think exactly like you and feel exactly like you. And whether they are men or women, if you're a woman, rest assured there are vast numbers of other women who think and feel exactly like you. The same is true for the men. There are vast numbers of other white men out there who think and feel exactly like you. You are a replication, a copy of a very successful biological mechanism known as the European people. You might think that was a bit of a put down, but actually, here's the good news. If you feel pain, if you hate certain things, certain actions that are being taken against you, rest assured, there are tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of other whites who feel exactly the same way you do, over exactly the same issue that is pissing you off. So think of yourself as a small part of a bigger biological entity, and that the same thoughts that go through your head actually do also go through the heads of others. Not all the same thoughts, but mostly. That the values and the things that piss you off are the same things that other people feel. That maybe you're living in America, but somebody in Italy is thinking and feeling exactly what you are thinking and feeling. Groups have got their own personality. This has been studied. Well over 100 years ago, there was an author who wrote about the psychology of crowds. What is a crowd like? How does a crowd function? What is the IQ of the crowd, etc. We are also a crowd as well. So we are part of a physical organism, and you and I will die, but the organism can live forever. So look at this jellyfish. There are many animals that live on Earth that outlive human beings. Not only do you get trees that live for thousands of years, but you actually get other animals that are almost immortal, and some that are immortal. That jellyfish that you see is a truly immortal animal. A jellyfish is not a single entity, actually. A jellyfish is made up of large numbers of smaller things. What you see as a jellyfish is actually the same as looking at a city. It's just that this is an animal that is composed of vast numbers of smaller animals, and it operates like a single animal, and it's immortal. That particular species of jellyfish actually can biologically go back to an infant state and reproduce itself. You are looking at entities that are scientifically either immortal or close to immortal. There are lots of other little animals. There are lots of other little animals that are almost immortal. But if you look at the European race and you look at us as an animal, the European people as an animal composed of 600 million parts, and this animal, all the pieces of this animal are biologically similar, and that all these pieces have a limited life, but the animal as a whole can be immortal. So imagine that the European people are like that jellyfish, that the teeny weeny little things, the vast quantity of little animals that make up that big animal, that the big animal can live forever. Then you are correctly understanding us as a species. We are part of an immortal animal. In fact, it is very probable that the talent and excellence that exists among us is of such a nature that the European race can outlive the planet Earth. That the European race could not only outlive the planet Earth, but outlive the sun itself and anything else. That we could live for as long as the universe lives. We only need to figure out how to get off this planet and how to begin living in other places. Once we are independent of the sun, we can live until the end of time. So don't think in terms of end times, that there's an end times to the European people. There is no end times. We as a biological entity can evolve until the end of the universe, and that could be tens of billions of years, it could be maybe forever and ever and ever. And we've already made the first steps, taken the first steps to getting off the planet. We can live until the end of time. We can evolve and change until the end of time and eternity itself. There is no end time to the European race. And the universe, the galaxies, can be our playground until the end of time. Get away from the notion that we are limited in our ability to live and survive. Scientifically, historically, and physically, as an entity, we can live forever. You and I will die, but there will be others, and we need to see to it that we strengthen our biological entity. The only thing that will make us all happy is to be ruled and to live happily as a part of our entity instead of in this junk diversity, enemy-filled garbage where enemies rule us, where non-Europeans rule us and want to be the boss of us and want to crush us and decide when to kill us. We can live until the end of time. We don't have to ask anybody's permission. We are part of an immortal mechanism that can live until the end of time. So get out of the notion that there is an end time. That's just a bunch of old junk. There is no such thing as the end of time. For the European people, the end of time is never. Eternity can be ours if we set our minds to it. And we have more than shown what we're capable of. So keep in the back of your head that we are immortal and we can live till the end of time. You and I will die, but our contribution to our species and to the greater immortal being that we are a part of, that is our contribution that we can make. So that is what you are part of, and get off your ass and do something for that greater entity. And just a little bit of history. The first time that I heard of immortal animals was actually in a discussion with Matt Hale's mother. I was talking to Matt Hale's mom and a girl who stays behind the scenes. She was trying desperately to help Matt Hale legally. And it was in the discussion between Matt Hale's mom, the legal lady, and myself that they brought up the issue of immortal animals. And until then, I'd never thought of the concept. And I loved it. And I dug into it somewhat. This video is not a discussion about immortal animals. But I just want to point out that we as European people could easily become an immortal animal if we look after our people and we have the right attitude towards the future. So there isn't eternal life for each of us as individuals, but we can contribute to the eternal life of the entity. And it was something that I thought about a lot. And I think that Ben Clausen, Dr. William Pierce, and Hitler would have highly approved of this, because Dr. William Pierce also spoke about the fact that the government's task should be to implement the will of the universe. But we're heading a little bit into a sort of racial religion angle, but I really like this idea because this is very, very doable. What complements this idea, which I have done lots and lots of digging into, which I will just mention briefly, is that we are extremely rare. If you truly understand the universe and you truly understand science, you will realize that fact that we even exist is an insane piece of luck. I'm not going to go into the deeper discussions on this because I used to be an intelligent designer myself and I could never quite get away from that, but eventually I truly grasped what was going on. And I want to tell you that if you truly grasp the reason we exist, what that means and what the future could mean, then you would realize that if we don't take our existence and the existence of our group super, super seriously, we could be conquered or destroyed or nasty things could happen to us. But if we do take our group survival very, very seriously, we could be very possibly the greatest thing that ever happened in the universe. And the universe itself could almost be our playground. We could almost be gods in the universe. But you need to fully grasp all the pieces of the puzzle as they come together. And I think that some of our thinkers, like Dr. Pierce, Ben Clausen, Hitler, They figured out some of these things, but we've just never truly brought it all together. And Hitler did say that the European people under the swastika are an unconquerable entity. This is definitely true on Earth, if we look after ourselves, but it could even become something for space, for all of eternity, that we could be insanely awesome. But I thought I'd just mention this thing of where I first heard of this immortal entity. And it came from that discussion with Matt Hale's mom and that other lady. Unfortunately, the other lady had to stay anonymous, but she was a really good woman. So forget about all the other things. What we are and what we could be is insanely incredible. Ben Clarkson touched on some of the things and his thoughts. And I've also since had discussions with guys like Kevin Strom, where he and somebody else added to the work of Dr. Pierce. Let me tell you, when you truly understand science, truly understand biology, truly understand everything that's out there, as well as what is on Earth, and it truly could be eternity, I don't see why we could not exist until eternity, and we would be able to go anywhere, do anything. I think the universe could be our playground. The universe could easily become our playground, the European people's playground, for all time. I truly believe that. And I understand about aliens, I understand about the possibilities of life out there, but I think we could be, if we are focused, we could be the greatest biological entity in the whole universe. I think that is a possibility, a strong possibility. But we've got to stick together and we've got to take our survival very, very seriously. And then, absolutely insane things, beyond any of that other bunk that you've heard out of these supposed religious books, all that other bunk will just fade away into nothingness. This is reality, and reality could be awesome. And you have a place and a role to play, and if all of us do our duties, insanely awesome things are possible. Until the end of time.
And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites!